This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. China said it would temporarily exempt foreign companies from paying any tax on their earnings, a bid to keep American businesses from taking their profits out of China. To be eligible, foreign companies must invest those earnings in sectors encouraged by the government, including railways, mining, technology, and agriculture. Alabama Election Commission rejected Roy Moore's appeal and certified Doug Jones as U.S. Senator from Alabama. Montana has a wrongful discharge law that offers significant, though not complete, protections for many employees similar to just cause protections in union contracts. By January 8th, some 25% of New Year's resolutions have fallen by the wayside, and by the time the year ends, fewer than 10% have been fully kept. Research findings show that pride, gratitude, and compassion reduce the human mind's tendency to discount the value of the future. They push us to cooperate with other people and to help our own future selves. Feeling pride or compassion increases perseverance on difficult tasks by over 30%. Likewise, gratitude and compassion have been tied to better academic performance, a greater willingness to exercise and eat healthily, and lower levels of consumerism, impulsivity, and tobacco and alcohol use. Alfonso, a tech startup, uses a smartphone's microphone to detail what people watch by identifying audio signals in TV ads and shows, and even spying on the places people visit and the movies they see. Be careful. More than 250 games that use Alfonso software are available in the Google Play Store. Some are also available in Apple's App Store. Facebook has eliminated fees for users, fundraisers, and donations to nonprofits. Statistics show that the income and net worth gap between rural areas and smaller towns and larger cities and their suburbs has widened to almost 50% higher in cities. For the second year in a row, life expectancy in the U.S. has dropped. In 2016, there was a 21% rise in the number of deaths caused by drug overdoses, with opioids causing two-thirds of them. Last year, the opioid epidemic killed 42,000 people, more than died of AIDS in any year at the height of the crisis. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.